This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a court fight over Wisconsin's registered voters. A Waukesha County judge says the state's top election officials must verify that everyone on the voter rolls is a U.S. citizen. Savannah Tolme Olson has the story.
According to reporting from the State Journal, this is all because of a case brought by two voters represented by a conservative law firm. These voters filed a lawsuit claiming Wisconsin should require proof of citizenship for people to cast a ballot. And this judge agreed, ordering the state to verify all voters are citizens by the next election in February. But then the Department of Justice has filed an appeal asking for the order to be put on hold. Attorney General Josh Call says implementing this new check would, quote, require a massive overhaul of Wisconsin's voter registration statute, end quote. He also argues the judge's order creates a new voter requirement that's not in state law. The judge agreed to postpone part of his order, the part that would have required every new voter trying to register prove they're a U.S. citizen, which Call says would have shut down voter registration in the state. The judge set a court date for October 31st. Wisconsin has 3.6 million voters, and on average, 200 people register to vote every day. By law, only U.S. citizens can vote, and anyone who casts a ballot without being a U.S. citizen can be prosecuted.
The Wisconsin DNR is reminding migratory bird hunters the importance of preventing the spread of aquatic invasive species. During the fall hunting seasons, steps can be taken to protect the wetlands and waterways that support hunting traditions. Inspect all gear and remove all plants, animals, and mud. Drain all water from equipment and never move live fish or plants from one body of water to another. You can find more information at dnr.wisconsin.gov. Attorney General Josh Call is running for re-election. He announced on Tuesday he wants to stay at his post amid rumors he was considering running for governor. He says federal cuts impact Wisconsin. He wants to continue to, quote, stand up for our freedoms and the rule of law. Call is mostly through his second term as the top law enforcement official in the state. He first beat then-Attorney General Brad Schimmel and then Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney, both Republicans. Toney is expected to join this race and run against Call in a rematch. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office says Dean Lewerentz and Amy Thomas faced numerous animal neglect charges after hundreds of animals were rescued from a Wisconsin Dells area property. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
On Friday, the Sheriff's Office responded to a property in Plymouth Township following reports of animals on the loose. An investigation of the property determined a significant case of animal neglect. Nearly 400 animals in total were located on the property, including 81 dogs, 10 puppies, 126 rabbits, 5 horses, 136 chickens, and 35 goats. The animals were surrendered to authorities and are now with numerous animal welfare organizations and shelters.
Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Trade, Agriculture, and Consumer Protection are sharing cybersecurity tips to promote Cybersecurity Awareness Month. State officials recommend you use strong passwords and create different passwords for different accounts. Use multi-factor authentication for additional security. Update your software often to ensure you have the latest security patches, and identify and report any phishing scams you may receive. In Marshfield, the city revised their request for qualifications, or RFQ, on the Weinbrenner facility. The city is looking for a qualified development team to design and create a mixed-use development with the historic building. Weinbrenner is relocating to a new facility next spring. The structure will start a new life after having been used to produce footwear since 1937, when the already 45-year-old company worked with a local foundation to construct the building. This was twofold for the Milwaukee-born company. It reduced overcrowding and brought back industry to central Wisconsin lost in the Great Depression. Current city officials hope to include a mix of uses for the Weinbrenner facility of residential, retail, hospitality, cultural, or community space while preserving the building's historic character as it's listed on the National and State Registers of Historic Places. The Wisconsin Rapids Family Center is holding a vigil for victims of domestic violence. Last year, 99 people in Wisconsin were killed due to domestic violence, and the month of October is dedicated to raising awareness. The vigil is Thursday, October 23rd at 6 p.m. It will be at McMillan Library. You can show support by lighting up your home with a purple light. NAMI of Portage and Wood Counties is holding their annual World Mental Health Day gathering tonight. It will be at McMillan Library from 5 to 7:30 p.m. The evening is dedicated to connection, creativity, and community. They'll have free food, live entertainment, resource tables, and opportunities to connect with local organizations and community members. This year is their first ever open mic night to help shine a light on mental health through creative expression. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Brewers and Cubs in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the NLDS. After two wins in Milwaukee, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked what is he expecting from the Cubs fans at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be here a number of times in the last 10 years. I know how great this crowd can be, how impactful it can be, just like ours were the last two games.
Right-hander Quinn Priester on the mound for the Brewers on facing the Cubs.
They know what they're going to get. We know what we're going to get. And it's just, you know, go to battle. And just, we're going to keep punching back. They're going to keep punching, see who comes out on top. And if we play our style of baseball and we execute the way we can execute on the mound at the plate, we're really confident in our team.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday. Cincinnati making a trade, sending a fifth-round pick to the Browns for veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. The Bengals losing three in a row with backup Jake Browning after Joe Burrow had toe surgery. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.